Al-Qur'an is between hope and fear. So one side a person is hopeful and a person is excited about all the gifts and the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for him. But on the other side, a person has this fear that if I do the wrong, if I commit sin, then this is what the outcome will be. So between these two, a person moves. So this helps him to be stabilized. If a person goes on to one extreme, he has only fear, then he'll go into a complete depression. And if a person is totally hopeful, then a person, he has no fear at all, then he'll go to another extreme. He'll be committing sins and he'll say, no, Allah will forgive me. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. He'll be making these foolish statements. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he says, وَالْعَاجِزْ وَا foolish person, مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهُ. That person who follows his desires, he just follows his desires. Whatever his desire says, he follows. وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And after that, he says, I'm hopeful Allah Pak will forgive me. So this is a foolish person. An intelligent person, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He puts himself through that difficulty, that hardship. He goes against what his whims and fancies wants, and he prepares for the year after. So this is the intelligent person, and the foolish person, he goes on to the other extreme. He just says, no, I hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to create that balance, he has mentioned all these hadiths for us to take ibrat and to learn and to understand what the reality is. So the hadith we did yesterday, Nabi Dharr radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni ara ma la tarun. Hadith Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I see what you people don't see. What you can't see, I can see. أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءُ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَإِطَّى. That the sky is creaking, the sky is groaning. مَا فِيهَا مُوضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعَ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. There isn't even four finger space in the skies except that one angel is making sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it's so packed with malaika that are prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explaining to us that look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the skies you got the angels that are prostrating, not even four finger space, and here under the skies you are committing sin openly. You don't have the fear. The sky itself that doesn't have perception, has no life in it, so to speak. And that sky also is groaning out of pain and out of the majesty and out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet you are under the sky and you continuing like nothing is happening. Wallahi لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولا بكيتم كثيرا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I take a oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you knew what I knew, you will laugh less and you will cry more. وَمَا تَلَذَّثْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ عَلَى الْفُرُشِ. You won't take any pleasure from your woman on the beds. وَلَا خَرَجْتُمْ إِلَى السُّعَدَاتِ تَجْأَرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. But rather you would come out of your homes. You'll come out of your homes, you'll go in the streets, and you'll go in the streets seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if you had that same knowledge which I have. In other words, the matter is serious, it's severe. It's not such that you can just be happy to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Abi Barzah radiallahu ta'ala, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the feet of every person will not move on a day of Qiyamah until they asked these questions. What questions? On the person's life, how did you spend this life? In other words, Allah Pak has given you this life. How did you spend this life? What did you utilize this time, these seconds, these minutes? Did you just utilize it haphazardly for holidays, for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did you take this life seriously and you used it for some good, for some betterment, to uplift people, to help people, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You just wild it and you kill time. So the first question a person will ask is with regards to his life. وَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلَ فِيهِ. The next thing Allah Pak will ask a person is that knowledge that you had. You knew that you had to read namaz, you knew that you had to give zakat, you knew you had to respect your parents, you knew you had to be honest. You'll be asked about all these things. You had that knowledge, but how did you act on this knowledge? Did you actually take this knowledge and act rightfully, or you wasted this knowledge? So the next thing a person will be asked is with regards to his ilm. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. The next thing a person will be asked is with regards to his money. With interrogation in this dunya, when a person is interrogated by SARS, how scared everyone becomes. That we don't know, you pick up this, you pick up that, or this I didn't show, that I showed. But on the day of Qiyamah, where a person is going to hide? He'll be asked about his wealth, that this money I gave you, where did you, how did you earn it? Firstly, was your income correct? Was your income sources correct? And the next thing Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that a person will be asked on the day of Qiyamah is your expenses. So like an income statement. Your income, was that correct? Then your expenses, how did you expend? Did you spend on the right avenues, or did you waste and spend on the unlawful haram avenues? And the last thing, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَىٰ. And then your person will be asked with regards to this body, that how did you utilize this body? In other words, Allah Pak has given you energy. Energy is something that a person will only appreciate when he becomes sick, when he becomes old, then he'll appreciate what energy is. Therefore it comes in a poem, in Arabic poem, الصِّحَّةُ تَاجٌ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْأَصِّحَّةِ. Good health is a crown upon the head of a healthy person. لَا يَعْرِفُهُ إِلَّا السَّقِيمُ. The only person that can see the crown that is on the head of a healthy person is a sick person. Because a person who's sick, now he appreciates what good health is. So therefore, a person will be asked, that this health and vigor and energy I gave you, how did you utilize it? Did you just waste it? You just wasted it on things that didn't bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you just want to utilize it on slides, on jumping, bungee jumping, this jumping, doing this, doing that? Or do you wanted to do something productive? You use the energy for something that brought the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a person will be asked. In another hadith, the words are slightly different. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a person will be asked with regards to his youth. That this youth I gave you, how did you utilize your youth? Was it just a system of madness that you went through, that you were young, you did whatever you felt like, you were not cared about your namaz, you were not cared about this, not cared about that, what you did with your youth? Why is youth specifically? Is because youth is a period where a person can score very, very big. In other words, the time a person utilizes in his youth to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is rewarded much more than in his old age, because that vigor that he has, that vigor makes him feel as though he can do everything. But now when he's sick and he can feel that he could not much, then to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very easy. So therefore, specifically with regards to a person's youth. And if ever, all of us, as we know, we may have not utilized our youth correctly, properly, doesn't mean a person loses hope. There's always hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person makes it niyat and he makes tawbah for his past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their condition. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.